are listening to Thrive with Nicole podcast, a place to explore the depths of you through spirituality, healing, and empowerment. A little about me, your host. My name is Nicole Ivins, and the best words to describe me are quiet, introverted, empathic, nurturing, and highly sensitive. As an intuitive counselor, I'm deeply passionate about spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. So pop on those headphones as I take you on a journey of connectedness. Welcome back to Thrive with Nicole. I am your host, Nicole Ivins. And in today's episode, we are going to continue my series on empathy burnout. So today's episode is, what are the symptoms of empathy burnout? Now, in the previous episode, we were talking about what the causes of the symptoms are. So today we continue on with really starting to understand what are the symptoms of empathy burnout. So the symptoms of empathy burnout can be very sneaky. You may not even see them coming because, you know, it's a slow build, and it can be very easily be deceiving because it will sneak up on you. And before you know it, you are experiencing symptoms that you may not understand. And you'll probably find yourself searching for an answer, really doing a deep dive into your life, trying to understand the cause for what you are experiencing. Now, that deep dive may show that nothing has changed, that you're doing all the same things, just doing what you do each and every day for your loved ones. So nothing's changed. So you may start to feel quite confused. If nothing has changed, why am I experiencing these symptoms? Hang in here with me. So, you know, the question remains, what is happening? So the symptoms of empathy burnout are both sneaky, but they're also very common and can be caused by so many other things in your life. So enter in confusion, right? So let's have a look at some of the symptoms I'm talking about. So we've got exhaustion, tiredness, listlessness, anxiety, stress, overwhelm, low energy, feeling lethargic. You may be experiencing bouts of depression, and you may also be experiencing intense emotions. So as you can easily see, all of these symptoms can be explained away for a number of reasons. And that is the big reason as to why empathy burnout can sneak up on you. So let's talk about now, you know, well, how can you tell the difference? If there are all these symptoms that, you know, can be empathy burnout or not empathy burnout coming from somewhere else, how can you tell the difference? So as I mentioned, you know, it can sneak up on you, and something that appears out of thin air that doesn't usually have a direct link. So empathy burnout doesn't just happen overnight. And I'm going to show my age here in sharing this analogy with you. I don't know if you remember, but the advertisement from, I think it was from the 90s, for Pantene shampoo. You know, if you remember, say it with me. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen. Really showing my age here. So, you know, that's true. And it's the same for empathy burnout. You know, and a great guide to understand if your symptoms are due to empathy burnout or something else is to notice the build. Because, you know, the symptoms, you know, are a slow build. You know, it's really asking yourself that question. Are the symptoms a slow build? Have they slowly been intensifying over time, or are they immediately intense? So that's a really good question to ask yourself to really understand whether this empathy is empathy burnout or is this something else. So it's really, you know, a great sign to help you in uncovering the cause, which we talked about in the previous episode. If you haven't listened to that one yet, I recommend going to listen to that one as well. So the cause behind your symptoms. You know, and it's really starting to learn more about that cause in that previous episode, as I mentioned. So some good questions to ask yourself in understanding your symptoms. The first question is, what symptom am I experiencing? You know, so if we think about those list of things, you know, exhaustion, tiredness, listlessness, anxiety, stress, overwhelm, low energy, lethargic, depression, and intense emotions, which one of those are you experiencing? And the next question is there anything happening in my world that could be the cause? And then the following one is sleep and or rest allowing me to feel like myself again? So let's go over those three questions again. What symptom am I experiencing? So just really check in what it is you're experiencing. Is there anything else that is happening in my world that could be the cause? And is sleep and or rest allowing me to fill up myself again? Because empathy burnout will need more than rest and sleep. And this will also be a great sign to allow you to understand your symptoms. Because feeling tired and exhausted can be improved with a good night's sleep and allows you to feel like yourself again. But if you are getting a good night's sleep and are still feeling tired and exhausted, it is showing you that your system is overloaded and your capacity is diminished. And diminished capacity is a clear sign that you are experiencing empathy burnout. So as I talked about earlier, a great guide is to notice the build. Empathy burnout is a slow build happening over time. Like I said, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to happen over time. It is slow and it is sneaky and taking up space within you and diminishing your inner capacity. Now, noticing the build is something that I teach to my private clients. Now, it is a great technique to help you in reducing intense emotions. Because when you're able to detect the build before it reaches the summit, it is much easier to manage and reduce the intensity. Now, for example, low-level anxiety, much more manageable than an intense panic attack. And you know what? An intense panic attack starts as a low-level anxiety. And the trick is to notice it, to get hold of it, and implement strategies to calm your survival mode before it goes full beast mode on you. So that's really starting to notice that build before it gets to the summit. So, you know, the symptoms of empathy burnout are plentiful, as we've mentioned. But the good news is that it is possible to move through empathy burnout, and the healing strategies are just as plentiful. So I'm going to mention now some previous episodes that I've done. I've got some other episodes coming that are going to really support you in coping with and healing your empathy burnout. So one of the ones that you can have a look at here on the podcast is how to implement boundaries without changing who you are. So that one's a really good one. There's also a couple on anxiety, if that's what you're experiencing. One called how to tap out of anxiety. There's also another one, the voice of your anxiety. So those ones are all on the podcast. And there's also another one called The Gift of Daily Habits. I recommend having a look at all of those. I will pop the names and links to those in the show notes for you. So you can really start to work on healing and coping with empathy burn if that is what you are experiencing. So I really hope that today's episode has helped you to start to understand the symptoms and understand how it can be a little sneaky, that those symptoms can look like other things in your life. If you've got other things going on in your life, it can, you know, think, is it that or is it empathy burnout? And I hope today I've been able to share with you a little bit of insight in telling the difference. So understanding that build, if it's building slowly over time, more likely to be empathy burnout than anything else. And that's really going to help you to start to understand why that's happening. And as I mentioned that previous episode, the cause behind the symptoms is also another great one that's going to help you to start to understand what this is for you. Where is it coming from? Why are you experiencing that? Because for each person, it's going to be different. So I really hope that has helped you today. And of course, if you need any more deeper support, I would love to work with you as one of my private clients. So the link for that also is in the show notes for you, or you just head over to my website, NicoleIvins.com. Let's book a virtual coffee chat. Let's have a chat about what you're experiencing and how I can help you. So I really want to thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to chatting with you again next time. Would you like more time and energy? 7 Days to Zen, the self-care Bible, is your roadmap to feeling light and energized. Self-care strategies that work for you, giving you more time and energy. So sign up today. The link is in the show notes. You can connect with me over on all the socials at Nicole Ivins EFT, or to learn more about working with me, you visit my website, NicoleIvins.com.